Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Coach D, the Wild Man, coming at you again with another episode of Are You in the Game? This is part three. All right, we'll get on into it. As I said before, you know, this is for the up-and-coming MMA fighter, you know, trying to figure out their way in this MMA sport and trying to figure out what's the best course of actions to have, some of the things that you should and should not be doing in order to get yourself out there and get you prepared, you know, to have the opportunity to make it to the big time, which is, I'm assuming, is everybody's goal. They want to have a chance to get to the big shows, the big chances, and get some of the popularity and the fame that comes along with it. But you have to understand a couple of things in that mentality. It's just like any sport. You know, there's so many people doing it. You know, you're going to have to stand out in order to have a chance to be selected. You know what I'm saying? So you can come from a great gym, you can be part of a great promotion, but if neither one of those are in the game as far as exposure wise, there's a good chance you might not make it. So we're going to cover some more things. You know, as I said before, starting off, you know, starting an MMA game, why do you want to get involved? What are some of the things that you're looking to accomplish by being an MMA fighter? I also talked about what kind of gym you should pick, you know, and why you should pick it. You know, what to look for in a gym. And I also talked about your amateur career, how important it is to have a great amateur background in getting into the sport of MMA and succeeding at MMA. Having a great amateur background is, in my opinion, key to your success. If you look at every other sport, they have a great amateur background. You know, what they've done in their high school, what they've done in their college, what they've done at camps, you know, pickup games, whatever the case may be, they had a lot of practice before they went pro. So I'm saying the same thing for up-and-coming amateurs. Have a lot of practice before you go pro. Okay? So now I'm going to get on with part three of Are You in the Game? Okay. Today we're going to talk about popularity and fan base. You know, what does that mean and what does that entail as it relates to you as an MMA fighter? Okay. If you've been watching social media, if you've been watching YouTube, if you listen to my podcast, if you've been watching UFC, any major MMA outlet that has a high media attention, what do you hear the most? They're talking about, you know, what the fans have to say, how the fans liked it, how the crowd liked it, what did they, you know, like about the fight or dislike about the fight. Fans, okay? Because it's the fans that drive the sport. It's the fans that buy the tickets. It's the fans that, you know, engage on social media. It's the fans that buy the t-shirts, any other merchandise that comes along with the pay-per-views. It's the fans that do all this. So without a fan base, it's going to be hard for you to grow your name and move forward in the sport of MMA, okay? And I talk about it a lot. If you go to my pages, MMA Fight Camp or MMA Broadcast or my YouTube channels, it's about how to relate and how to grow your fan base, how to have a conversation with your fans, how to let your fans get involved with your life. That's basically what they're doing. They're getting involved in your life and following what you do. You know, they're sticking to primarily MMA, and that's usually what they engage, but normally they're going to follow you wherever you go to. So if you talk about, hey, you know, my dog had puppies, you know, they're probably going to like it. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you talk about, hey, I'm with my, you know, with my child, we're going to the park, they're probably going to like that too. So they're going to probably spill over into your personal life as well, but definitely not as much as they're going to engage in your professional MMA, in your MMA life. Okay, so let's get into it. What is your social media popularity? Okay, what I mean by that is, how do you have your digital footprint on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you know, or any of the channels, YouTube, you know, wherever you're at? What kind of conversation are you having with your fans? Which is what it comes down to, the engagement with fans. So if you're posting a picture and all you posted a picture and go, hey, this is me, you know, fans go, great. Hey, that's a picture of you. Awesome. Okay, they may like it. And they're on to the next thing. What did that picture do for that fan? Okay. Did they go, hey, that picture lets me know you have a fight coming up? Does that picture let me know how your training is going? Does that picture let me know, you know, where can I come see you? You know, what does that picture do? You see what I'm saying? Because once again, it's engagement. You know, now if you post a picture and you go, hey, you know, this is me, I'm getting ready to head over, you know, to my, you know, to my training camp to get some work in for my upcoming fight on, you know, November so-and-so, then that matters to the fan. The fan goes, okay, he's getting ready for a fight coming up that, oh, I might want to come see that fight. So you see, I just gave you a social media scenario on how to properly engage with a fan. Okay? So take that into account. And that's some of the things that you should be doing on a regular basis, how you engage. It's not for the sake of posting just to post. You're posting with I'm going to talk to my fans in mind. Okay? Now, how do you build your fan base? You know, just like I said, having a conversation on a regular basis with your fans is how you do it. And it's ongoing. Fans are ravenous. They desire a lot of engagement. Think of you as a fan. When you're following your Michael Jordans or your Floyd Mayweathers or your Conor McGregors or your whoever you're following as a fan, look how often you want to see what they're doing. You want to see, hey, you know, what game they got next, and how what's his stats, how they win, blah blah blah. You wanna learn as much as you can about your favorite sports figure. And that's no different for you. Even though you may be at an amateur level and you may be building your name, people still are going to like you at some point. And they want to understand what you're doing and how you're doing it. So it's important for you to understand the rules of engagement. You know, just like you see in the military, there's rules of engagement. How you engage with your fans in a certain way builds your fan base. And having a conversation with them long term is how you get them to respond to you when you need them to. When you need them to buy a ticket to come to an event or pick up your promo t-shirt or, you know, sign your poster or whatever you're doing at that time, or like your video, you know, share your video, share your picture, whatever you want them to do. If you're engaged with them the correct way, they're happy to do it because they're your fan and they like to support you in any way they can. But if you're not talking to them on a regular basis, just like you would do with any of your friends, then to them, you're not really, you know, you're not really with them. You just taking from them and not giving anything back to them, which is how they're going to see it. So you must always understand how to consistently respond to your fans. And if you do that on a regular basis, you won't have any problem building a fan base. Because once again, you're building your name. You're building your brand. You're building yourself as an MMA fighter. These are the steps that get it done. It's not random. You know, you don't randomly become successful. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but that's very rare. You know, you got to have a system, a track record, a history that most people can follow. And by follow, they'll do it long term. You know, if you're from Columbia, South Carolina, you know the Gamecocks in South Carolina are huge. The fans of Gamecocks are huge. They do everything when it comes to Gamecocks. They're diehard fans. They do everything to support their team. And that's been built over years. It didn't happen overnight. They built that relationship. And you have to do the same if you want to get to that next level of professionalism as an MMA fighter. You know, because once again, you're coming into a business of MMA. You know, now it's a debate. Is it a sport or is it a business? Okay, if you listen to Dana White, it's a business. You know, so you must think of it as a business. But in the beginning, as you grow your name, for you, it's probably just a sport. You enjoy the sport of MMA, okay, and which is fine. But if you're ever going to roll over into the business side of MMA, then you must definitely learn the steps it takes to be brandable, to be popular, and to build your fan base, okay? This is Coach D coming at you again, giving you some tips to follow in growing yourself as an MMA fighter. Building your fan base and your popularity on social media is key to your growth. All right. Like I said, follow me on SoundCloud now. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. If you like what I'm doing, definitely hit me up. Follow what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep this game going and support the sport. of MMA and understand the business side as well. All right, this is Coach D. To hear from me again, peace out.